experience of the course. Most students entered into their course with no expectations, and when asked about their experience of their course overall, reported a positive experience while studying, with many commenting that it expanded their awareness of what art could be, pushed them outside of their comfort zone, and allowed them to develop confidence in their practice. However, on reflection at the time of interview, 12 to 18 months post-graduation, many felt that it could have done more to prepare them for work. Quote, "Because I was so young, I didn't really know what to expect, and I didn't know anybody that was in other surrounding art schools. It's only kind of upon reflection that I really feel like it is lacking in a lot of things." Quote, "Now I want things, but it's too late." Graduates from Glasgow School of Art, GSA, and Edinburgh College of Art, ECA, were the most likely to say that they knew what to expect from the course, with some reporting that they were advised by school or college to be prepared for a lack of contact time and support from tutors. Quote, "I think that was one thing that I was aware of, that you really had to demand your teaching in Edinburgh." Graduates from GSA were also prepared for a course without much structure, which some found attractive as they felt it would give them the freedom to practice on their own terms. Quote, "It was that kind of blank canvas feeling which I liked." However, while studying, students from most institutions found the lack of structure difficult. Those who had come straight from school struggled the most with the openness of briefs and a lack of timetabled workshops. Quote, "I didn't do a foundation course. I just went straight from sixth form to university. And whether that was a good idea or not, I think probably struggled a bit in my first year because it was very open." Disabled students from our English sample gave accounts of using the unstructured nature of the course to accommodate their needs. Some explained that the lack of contact time allowed them to take a more flexible approach, working from home or taking time off when their health issues prevented them from going into university. Quote, "There was a lot of weeks where we had nothing in our calendars, nothing that we had to be attending or anything.